The man credited with pioneering Senegalese cinema died in his home last weekend. Ousmane Sembène was 84 years old. He was known as the Dean of African Filmmakers. His most recent work, Moulad, won a prize at the Cannes Film Festival 3 years ago. Joining us to discuss the films of Ousmane Sembène is Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell. He joins us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Welcome, Elvis.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Sembène was a self-taught, self-educated fisherman who served in the French army during World War II. He later settled in Marseille, where he began writing novels. What drew him to film?
Well, because he understood that basically film was a way to communicate to a greater number of people. When I had a chance to meet him at the San Francisco Film Festival in 1992, he said that I basically still think of myself as a novelist, but film is what people see, film is what people know. And he said something that I guess he said to a number of people, which was that Africa needed to see its own reflection in film. That was something that was missing.
Let me ask you a little bit what it was like to meet Sembène, and what was it like to be in his presence?
Well, in the brief period of time I got to spend with him, you get a sense of what you want a director to be like, what a director should be like, and he had this really kind of bigger-than-life presence, but he was curious. He wanted to know what people thought. He wanted to know what was out there. But from talking to him, there's this sense of calm that you knew he could get what he wanted from actors, and he was very specific in the way that he would ask questions and turn to people. What was so fascinating about his work to me is that if you sit back and talk about it, certainly there are themes and metaphor for patriarchy and about women sort of step up and take power and claim their own lines, but the films themselves weren't big statement films. They weren't melodramas, and he was very conscious of that.
Before Sembène was a filmmaker, he was a painter as well as an author of books, short stories, and poetry, sort of a true pioneer of the arts in Senegal. Did his influence cross borders?
I think in a lot of ways that it did. His early films felt like documentary, and he used that technique to sort of pull us in right away. So the kind of questions you get from setting and showing a cast of all Africans in the film, he understood that that could be off-putting to people. So just using it as a documentary so it felt real, and then letting audiences understand that you can use those techniques to tell a fictional story, I think that clearly had an influence on a number of filmmakers. And the real tragedy is that people didn't get to know his work until Moulad, his last film.
Elvis Mitchell, Weekend Edition Saturday entertainment critic, remembering Senegalese filmmaker Ousmane Sembène, who died last weekend at the age of 84. Elvis joined us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Thanks a lot, Elvis.
Thank you.